It's a little more fun than last time I was up there. Must be that opening band. How about a big hand for Hellfish? We also, because sometimes in, no, I'm not even going to go there. Hellfish, everyone. Don't forget, you remember what I said last time I was here? Gun Governors, Peter Mulvey, football. And thanks to all you guys for coming out tonight, huh? Yeah. Anyhow, Cash Tap is in the building. They're getting ready, last minute preparation. They'll be up here in just a few. So, and then, did anyone hear on the radio tonight on KYC? No? Seriously, no. One person. Did anyone hear Cash Tap on the radio tonight? All right, that's good. That's good. Anyhow, they, you may have heard them mention that Fairbanks was one of their top shows. So, I hope you guys can live up to that high standard of the Fairbanks show. You're in the right place for it, that's for sure. Oh, I forgot, we got a Funny Fest next weekend. Fairbanks Funny Fest. Everyone, any bit of that? That's very, very entertaining. And then the weekend after that, part of Funny Fest, comedian Bobcat Goldthwait. Anyone heard of him? Bobcat will be here 2 weeks from tonight. Two shows, 7 and 10. Bobcat Goldthwait. He's famous. He's a famous comedian. Okay. You guys are ready, aren't you? I'm going to step away, and in a few minutes, Cash Tap will take the stage. When they come up here, just go absolutely crazy for them, okay? Alright, that's our secret. Alright, thank you for coming out. Shots lined up here on the stage. There's nothing there right now, but I'm sure there will be if it disappears. Can somebody get me a glass of whiskey, please? Hey, Kid Rhythm. Get rid of it.
Who's here is a story about the Rock Island Line. Now, the Rock Island Line runs out of New Orleans. Grandma says it goes to Houston. You know that, Kevin? You find a one right here in Fairbanks, isn't it? It goes down to Houston, but you know there's a big toll gate down there. And if you got certain things on board when you go for the toll gate, well, you ain't got to pay the man no toll. A train man pulled up to the toll gate, man hauled and asked the head on board and said, I got livestock, I got livestock, I got cows, I got pigs, I got sheep, I got mules, I got all livestock. He said, you ain't got no pig iron on board, do you? He said, what's that? He said, slot machine. He said, no, man. I ain't got a pig iron. He said, yeah, all right, boy, you got a pig iron. So the train man left the toll gate, started picking up the speed. QAC. Lori, is Lori in here yet? Where are you at, Lori? Well, Lori was the... Oh, there you are. I see you guys. Thank you very much. Lori was the DJ and sees something special. And congratulations on your engagement, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Thompson, one of my favorite songwriters of all time, is Christmas Thompson. Wrote a lot of great songs, and this next song, a lot of people think that Janis Joplin wrote this song, but you know Janis from the 60s. Well, she didn't write it. Christmas Thompson wrote it. Yes, they wrote it for Roger Miller. He sang it. And then Charlie Pride did it. Loretta Lynn did it. Waylon Jennings did one of the best versions ever of it. Or Charlie Pass did a version like this. Busted flying Baton Rouge, waiting for the train.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, can I get a cold Budweiser when you get a chance, right, sir? Budweiser? Bud Light? Right. Perfect, Bud Light. So, how are you guys doing? It's been a while since we last spoke. Did you have a good Christmas? Good New Year and all that? It's gotta be a fairly decent New Year because we're here. I'm still alive. We got any special requests? Anybody want to hear anything they want right now? Let's see. She wants a picture on my lap. Sounds like somebody drunk enough to make a mistake today.
Feeling like making a bad decision?
Yeah, you can take a picture on my lap. We'll talk about personal clothes up.
Giggling and you're ready, so I'm glad.
Kevin said that's the big question you have to pass to get through high school. Pretty much. It's history, right? Does anybody know what his daddy did? Mr. Ray Cash? Ray Cash was a cotton farmer, a sharecropper. Sharecropper is where the government gives you land and you farm it, work your ass off, and then they take about 2/3 of the profits from it. But it's enough to make a living on to raise a little family in a little cottage. Johnny said that they had a lot of hard cold winters up there in Tyus, Arkansas. One winter in particular, the rain had been falling, the river kept rising, and all the old folks kept saying, that old Mississippi's gonna break that levee. I want more of that levee boat from the Wilson, Arkansas, that black, muddy Mississippi water, to run up over the contest, right up from the front steps of the cottage they lived in. Johnny's daddy looked out the window and he said, how high is the water, mama? To be high rising. How high is the water, mama? Says to be high rising. We make the road and the home we go. That's the only thing we got left for the folks. It's already gone, but the way it goes. To be high rising. How high is the water, mama? Thank you.
Yeah.
Boy, it sure is hot here. I'm gonna lose all the weight I gained last night down in Anchorage. Last night we were in Anchorage, it was a long trip, you know? Yesterday was a very long day. We left San Diego at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And we flew all the way up here to Anchorage, down there, you know? And then him and I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning, drinking with the people in Anchorage. Now we're here, we're gonna do the same thing with you guys. Let me introduce the band here real quick before I forget. Hey, Doug, this is George. This is Doug Lund on the bass over here. Now don't forget about him, Doug likes whiskey too. Speaking of which, let's give Doug a whiskey. We gotta give George Bernard back here the drums, everybody. You got enough whiskey over there, Kevin? This is Kevin Manuel on lead guitar.
And center stage here, he forgot to introduce himself, but actually you should congratulate him. He just got married to this gal with 10 kids.
He had to.
He married his kids.
Really, yeah.
This is Douglas Benson right here in my fellow stage here.
I was running for mayor in San Diego, and I've been running ever since. Come on.
Well, the second look kind of
factory and picked it up. It's cheap in LA. What model is it? This little Eskimo girl wants a pic of you, or with you, with all of you. Oh, now she wants all of us. We will have plenty of time for pictures. Thank you very much.
Somebody grab a bar screen. We gotta take this picture.
Sorry about the breath there, Mike. This guy down here is mad at me for something. I don't know what I did. Hey, let's do a prison song, right? Look good. How's everybody doing up top there? You guys all right? Whiskey, I've got plenty of whiskey there. I see the cash, sir. There you go, sir. Thank you. That's good. All right, Kevin learned how to play two harmonica at the same time. And he's really good at it, too. Only half the notes suck, right?
Yeah, the other half blow.
Can you talk about going to the party? You can plan around.
Oh, No, I'm not going back to Florida, man. I'm in Fairbanks right now. I love Fairbanks. Well, you know, turn up the heat, melt the snow, and have summertime right here in the middle of it. All you gotta do is everybody come with me back to San Diego. It's 80 degrees down there tomorrow.
So you ain't worried about getting over nerves being here in
Fairbanks,
or anything?
Well, I don't care. Thank you. Watch this, everybody, okay? Johnny Cash and June are sitting up there on a cloud up there in heaven. They're looking down. You know they're having a good time because we're all celebrating Johnny Cash and June. This one really loud. I want you to be the loudest crowd we've ever had. The Blue Lake Zoo, right here in Fairbanks, Alaska. Let's do it one more time. Ready, George? Count us down, buddy. Here we go.
Thank you. Daddy, with a laugh and a little girl, when he was swinging. Thank you, sir.
You can pass those shots out to the guys in lieu of pay if you want.
Who paid that guy to take him off whiskey?
You gonna put it all in one glass? It's all different whiskeys. I don't know if I can handle doing all that in one thing. Kevin, how you doing over there, buddy? You sure look good. Hey everybody, George went on the back here in the drum, man. He's the youngest 30-year-old man you ever meet. And the Doug Lund is just the greatest over here. I mean, some Doug Lund on bass, everybody, come on now. Now we're just gonna convince him to bring that big thing so Kevin can stand on it next time. He found his way around, didn't he? Well, this one is, Johnny June back in 1968. Johnny June went to Israel. They went to Jerusalem to tour the Holy Land. And while they were there, they went to Tiberias, and they went to the land of Canaan, and they went to Jerusalem, they went to the Wailing Wall. Johnny Cass, he said, we went to the Wailing Wall, and it was a mighty strange place for a Southern Baptist to be, but they went to the Wailing Wall. Well, While they were in the Laguna, they went to a chapel that holds a well that holds the water that Christ used when he performed his first miracle, when he turned the water into wine. And Johnny said that he was so inspired by being there that trip that on the way to Tiberias the next day, he let June drive and he wrote this song. He turned water into wine. He turned water into wine. In the little Cana town, the word went all around as he turned the water.
Believing that we all were wrong.
a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I loved her rainbow every day, and tell the world and everything is okay. But I'll try to carry on a little of darkness on my back till things are brighter. Johnny Cash is the man in white.
Sunday morning coming down, just forget about it. I cry so much. Oh man, you guys are, how you feeling? You doing all right? We still got a lot of songs left, so everybody, I think, should get themselves a shot. I think everybody right now should go get yourself a shot and do a cheers with me. So go ahead and everybody give yourself a shot, yeah? I'm just gonna step over here and have a cigarette while you get a shot. No, I'm just kidding. But we are gonna do a cheers here, if you wouldn't mind grabbing something to drink. What do you got over there, Ken? What do you got there? Picture, lap, you, me.
Either that's the same one, or it's going to turn into some like Santa Claus at the mall.
Make it happen, Angie. Andy. Where's Angie at? Andy. Where are you? She runned off. C-R-E-N-D-O-T-F-T.
Yeah! Kirkus. Put a biker rally out there. And we played with a feller by the name of Lion Joe. Has anybody ever seen Lion Joe before? Some badass guitar player, but he's blind. And he can sing well, too. Well, we invited him on stage to do Folsom Prison Blues with us. He said, hey, Doug, let me do this first right here. I said, okay. Who would like to? I hear the train is coming. It's going around the bend. I hope there's pretty women, because I'm tired of fucking men. Tequila. You see, somebody brought me a Mexican beer. I appreciate that. It's been maybe a couple days now since I had a beer from Mexico. But not just any beer. There you are. Is that you guys? Corona? Thank you very much. Here, let's do a cheers one.
City out of the world. I thought it was a trailer park.
Something like that. What did you have in mind? What do you want to do? Anybody got any special requests that we haven't done yet?
Full of life and night, for you and your
kept waiting that he was me. Cause I believe in loving you in the right, but I don't care if the sun don't rise tomorrow if I can't have you with me. Well, I know I keep on loving you, but still don't get you killed. I know I need you all of my mind, but I guess I never will. I could have a dozen others,
into the gear. Tequila. It's a whole new show now. The first five rows might get wet. If you ever been to SeaWorld, you know the problem. George tried to play a trick on me. He dumped his out, and I know your tricks, but I'm an honest man, and I'm gonna do as much of this. I'm gonna do as much of this shot as I can possibly. I'm a little scared. Cheers, everybody! Thank you for coming out here tonight. And no more.
Yeah.
busting sympathy for red beans.
How you sing it?
Dear engines get rewarded by the steam. He went off home, he went to bed and woke up the next morning and said, come here, Paulie, come here, sugar. He said, you know, I've been laying here. And, can't remember the last time I didn't come up with soot come up. He said, take me out, Paulie, to go down the railroad, and when you swing with the lean man, you tell her, and then I'll look at you, tell her. I can horse the track, and I can lay a track. I can get them served you. Ain't no shame here. That's been through you. There was a big crowd of motors at the church house. The section they say, motor still driver.
You sure was a hammer swinger.
Then they go on by, picking up a little speed. Clickety clack, clickety clack.
Hammer stroke
all the way down from Round Down by his heels, all the way to the ground, and stroking 19 feet. Whoa, that's a cool pass.
Thank you.
coming out here to Blue Loon tonight. We had a ball, I hope you had as much fun as we did. That's Doug Loon on the lead bass line, Jack. Hey, man, on the guitar. And we are cast out. God bless you. Thank you very much, everybody. Every time with you, I'm off the line. Hey, Karen, where's my guitar? Hey, sir. Well, it's a good thing you came back.
Yeah.
my sweetest friend.
Thank you.
try Chicken in Black, but I can't guarantee you that I'm gonna do it right. We had a request for it. You guys stand over there. I see you, but I'll try not to fuck it up too much. I kind of remember what key it is here. Hold on, I can't smoke in there. It's illegal in Alaska to smoke.
Well, they can't bring the world, but
Thank you very much. Fairbanks, we love you very much, man. Thank you.